SecureLock.com. That's SecureLock.com.
Back at AT&T Stadium, quickly down to the field, here's Diane.
Yes, Michael, that turnover on that special teams play was very important because the Brennan Bears have outscored their opponents 816 to 51 points over the last 15 games. Coach John Walsh of Denton Geyer saying turnovers is the key to winning that game, so they're very lucky to have that opportunity and march down the field and score.
Well, and Geyer, the Wildcats are a team where the turnover, if there's really any bugaboo with their game, is that the turnover ratio is fairly thin for them this year, so to be plus one already gives them a little cushion provided they can score here.
Well, you know, absolutely. And anytime it's a game of this magnitude, every turnover, every mistake is going to be amplified just that much. And, boy, a big one there. You have Denton Geyer with Gerard Hurd with a three and out on the opening series of the game. You're going to get the football in midfield. That muff punt weighs a whole lot more than what meets the eye.
Again, that's RapidMed.com.
Back at AT&T Stadium, the 4A Division I state championship game. Geyer with the 7-0 lead and with the football just past midfield on San Antonio Brennan. Now to the field, here's Diane Xavier.
Yes, Michael. Denton Geyer, Coach John Walsh wants the offense to take every opportunity they have to score because the Brennan Bears have only allowed 5 touchdowns this in over 15 games, and just 2 of those were on their first unit.
Yeah, and most of those touchdowns were scored actually back in week 3 as they took on another highly touted team in San Antonio East Central. So this defense of Brennan certainly does have a lot of, for lack of a better term, trophies. If you want to call 9 shutouts on the season a trophy, you can make a trophy for that, Coach. A shutout is hard to come by any level of football.
Well, yeah, you know, exactly right. A shutout's 1, much less 9 to come on the season because, like you said, there's so many things that can happen to go wrong. Heck, you can fumble. Someone can pick it up and run it in. Someone can return a punt. So many different ways to score than just driving it down on your defense.
300 or go to securelock.net.
Back at AT&T Stadium, Geyer leads at 7-0. Brennan knocking on the door, but penalties have hurt their cause. Let's go down to the field. Here's Diane.
Yes, Coach Walsh said punishing defense football is what's going to get them this win, and so they've got to play that on this next drive right here.
Yeah,
defense.
Yeah, punishing defense is a good term. Both of these teams specialize in a punishing defense and have proven it time and time again this season. But after back-to-back penalties, Coach Miller, it's now second and goal from the 11 as Brennan.
Third and final timeout.
Wow. We'll talk about that in just a second. We'll keep it here for the timeout. Let's go down to the field real quick. Here's Diane.
Yes, Michael and Kendall, one big advantage Denton Geyer has is the calmness of their quarterback, Gerard Hurd. Last week, you know, they were down against Highland Park, but he went on a drive scoring on a 1-yard touchdown with 55 seconds left, you know, and got the victory for his team to play in the state championship game. Walsh said he is known for his calmness, even in adverse situations. And, you know, they compare him to Vince Young. And in his 3 seasons, Hurd has rushed for 4,790 yards with 65 touchdowns. So I don't think, you know, his calmness is going to be a big advantage for the Denton Geyer team, even if they are in a 3rd-and-20 situation.
That's a good point, Diane. Thanks. And Gerard Hurd this year alone, a 2,000-yard rusher in the high school ranks. How difficult is it to amass 2,000 yards rushing by yourself in high school football?
Well, you think about on the NFL level where they play 16 games and how many people that we've actually had do it since then, and Gerard Hurd doing it in less than that,
yeah,
on the high school season. We're talking about also playing 12 minutes less than what you play per game in an NFL game, and
yeah,
how difficult it is to do. So that shows just how great of an accomplishment that is for this young man. But as you watch him play in a football game.
Getting back to the line of scrimmage, and that will basically just evaporate the clock, is all what Geyer wanted to do, so they can go to the locker room protecting a 7-point lead here at AT&T Stadium. Let's go down to the field.
Coach Walsh, what impressed you in the first half?
It's a good ball game. Both teams impressed me. I'm disappointed that we still kicked our own rear with the bobbled snaps or bad snaps. But it's a good football game like I knew it would be.
All right. Congratulations. Good luck in the second half. Back to you, Michael.
All right. Hey, thanks, Diane. Yeah, that's well, from a coach's perspective, before we get into our halftime break, 14-7, when you're a team that's known for scoring 45, 50, 54 points like both of these teams are known to do, you go into the locker room and you say what to your team that is so accustomed to scoring points in bunches?
Well, I think the first thing you say is, hey, this is a group effort. And one, you tilt your hat to your defense because this is.
And 89.9 FM, KKVI Overland, Emory, Garland, and Dallas-Fort Worth. You can also listen live or archived anywhere in the world on your phone, your smartphone, iPhone, or Android at kkvidfw.com. Down to the field, here's Diane.
Yes, Michael, if Denton Geiger wins tonight, it would be the second state, they would repeat as state champions and would be become just the fifth school since Class 5A and 4A were split into divisions in 1996 to repeat as state champions in either 5A or 4A Division I. Other schools include Allen. If they repeat this weekend, they will join Katy, Lake Travis, Midland Lee, and South Lake Carroll as back-to-back championships in the history of UIL state football.
That's a pretty substantial note for Geyer to join that type of company as a successful defense of their state title in this, for lack of a better term, modern era of UIL football.
Well, sure. You know, you're talking about a pretty big accomplishment from a school that's just not that old.
Out of the timeout. Yeah, Geyer being founded in 2005. They've got about...
Sports broadcasts.
Out of the break at AT&T Stadium, let's go down to the field. Here's Diane Xavier.
Yes, Michael and Kendall. One thing that Coach John Walsh of Denton Geyer had his team prepared for was a laser focus, especially with their quarterback, Gerard. He's a Texas commit playing for the University of Texas in Austin, and all the media wanted to talk to him about was Mac Brown. What do he think of Mac Brown's release? And Gerard said, nope, I only have four more days to focus on this state championship game. That's what I want to talk about, and that's what I want to focus on.
Yeah, good point. Well, and there's another side note, too, to this game is the first game that we did with Denton Geyer back in, late August, early September. This Denton Geyer team, it seems like it's been a smooth sail. ...of six, the clock continuing to move outside of 3:20 to play. Geyer leads by 10.
Michael, Geyer's rushing offense is a key in this game. Three different players this season rushing at least 980 yards. Hurd, Breedlove, and Taylor.
Yeah. Well, and for the better part of two quarters, Geyer had to be without the services of Breedlove as he was being examined for his lower leg injury, which proved to be not very major, so it allowed him to come back in. But Taylor was the workhorse in carrying the load in the third quarter for the Geyer Wildcats, and now we have a whistle, and I think we got another timeout coming.
Got a timeout. Denton Geyer, the third and final timeout.
So the big trophy on right into the hands of Coach John Walsh right now. They got to wait for the photo op. A lot of cameras. Yes, Diane.
Yes, I've got the MVP of the game, Gerard Hurd. What does this mean to be back-to-back state championship?
It means a lot. I'm very excited. You know, I'm happy to be out here again with my boys and to win it again. It means very much.
And I know this week, last week leading up to the game, you said there was a little distraction because you're a UT commit and all the media wanted to talk to was about Mac Brown. And you said, hey, I only got four more days of high school football left. How are you able to maintain your focus?
You know, I knew that was going to come. It was going to come real quick, but now I get to focus on it. Right now I'm very strong with Texas, but I wish the best for.
What was your.
I think we lost Diane there for a second. Oh, it's not only a. Wait a minute.
Back to you, Mike.
All right. Hey, thanks, Diane. Hey, I just saw on the big there's a trophy for the championship, but then there's also a cup that the players lifted, in addition to a banner that's going to make it to someone's house eventually. I'm guessing one of the players is going to take that home with them. Those usually end up in someone else's hands. But what was the trophy with the cup?
That I'm not necessarily sure.
There's so many trophies out there. I was trying to keep track of them all. That's a good problem to have, actually, if you're a Guyer Wildcat fan at this moment. Guyer wins at 31-14. We're right now in the midst of our Pioneer Automotive of Denton postgame show. The most interesting thing I heard out